Let us talk about principles of health research. So there are three basic principles of any health research. First is planning. Planning stage is very critical, so you have to spend enough time and involve the right people in the planning. If you do not spend enough time and if you do not involve right kind of people in the planning, it is very likely that there are lots of issues that can come up which can be preventive, or they can get missed out which we could have prevented in real sense. So first stage or first principle is that plan. Second, research is always a teamwork. Teamwork is very critical. So assigning roles and responsibility to every team member is one of the fundamental principles of research. And third is review. There are three levels of review which are very essential to any kind of research. The first review is scientific review. That means whether your research is scientific or not. It checks that. So it focuses on novelty of idea, rationality of idea, and justification of your research idea. So novelty, rationality, and justification check of your research idea is done in scientific review. The second review is ethics review. It primarily concerns regarding human subject protection. So that means protection of study participants. So for that, it involves various procedures and documentation review. For example, informed consent documents and procedure, competency of research institute as well as the researchers who are conducting the research, and finally care and support during as well as after the completion of research. The people who are participating in research are described as human subjects or human participant, and we should do nothing that can really harm them in long run, and that is checked in this ethics review. This ethics review is usually done by ethics committee, and ethics committee approval is absolutely mandatory before initiating a study. So both scientific and ethics review both are mandatory before starting any study. But sometimes in some institute, they do not have a scientific review committee. In that case, ethics committee may play a dual role of scientific review as well as the ethics review. The third review is regulatory review. The regulatory review is basically certain in-country procedures, and it varies from country to country. And it basically deals with foreign funding, sample shipment requirements, and intellectual property protection, as well as exchange of visitors involved in research. And these are also mandatory aspects, and it is important that regulatory committee do reviews that aspects as well. Now let us see some self-assessment MCQs which are asked in this topic. So first question is, which of the following is not essential before initiating a clinical trial? So we know that there are three reviews which are essential, that is scientific review, ethical review, and regulatory review. Peer review is not essential before initiating a clinical trial. The second is, state whether true or false, assigning roles and responsibility to team member is one of the fundamental principles of research. So there are three principles of research. First is plan, second is teamwork, and third is three reviews. So here obviously it comes under teamwork, and it is a true statement. The third MCQ is, before initiating a study involving primary data collection, the principal investigator must ensure that various approvals are obtained. Which of the following approval is absolutely mandatory? Scientific committee approval, ethics committee approval, technical committee approval, and regulatory authority approval. Now, actually, all three approvals are mandatory: scientific, ethical, as well as regulatory approval. But out of three, the most or absolute mandatory is ethics committee approval. Before initiating the study, the principal investigator must ensure that various approvals are obtained. Which of the following approval is or are absolutely mandatory? Scientific, ethical, technical, and regulatory. So three reviews are always mandatory. So if you have option of selecting all, go for that. Scientific, ethical, and regulatory. But out of these three, if you have to choose only one, I would say that ethics committee approval. Which of the following is not a part of ethics review of a project? Informed consent and document, competency of researcher and institute conducting research, sharing and protection of intellectual property, care and supporting during the and after completion of research. So ethics review is basically about human subject protection. So yes, informed consent is required, competency of research and research institute is required, as well as care and support before, during and after the completion of research is also required. But intellectual property comes under regulatory review. So that is the answer here. Issue regarding shipment of sample and transfer of data is examined by obviously regulatory review. Which of the following are examined as a part of regulatory review? Transfer of funds and utilization of funds, shipment of samples, and intellectual property sharing and protection. Actually, all three are correct. So all of the above is the answer.